nonsense. He was nonsense when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, but compared to Torah, maybe it's, I shouldn't say maybe. We're just talking. Nobody's asking us. Nobody's turning to us and saying, Yeshua, man, we want you to be the next ambassador. Are you a United States citizen?
I was born in Jerusalem, but I am a United States citizen.
You were not born in Jerusalem, but it's not them. Is the state department writing now the passports? They still are not doing it?
No, no, that was back then.
Are they doing it now? Are they writing Israel on the birth certificate?
I got to get reborn in order to find out.
It's still not. So why doesn't Trump care? I don't want to fight with them. Okay, let's go. It's Aleph Marcheshvan. And it's Tuesday night. And it's Aleph Marcheshvan, Tashanai and Tessa. We're going to start a new mitzvah. We're not going to make Yeshua man. First of all, I don't know if he's prepared. The mitzvahs by heart. Second of all, I don't know if we could subject the oilam to this always. As it takes longer and longer. So we have to figure out a different... maybe before my rib or something, we have to figure out another way of you're keeping this up.
Right, not to take time from this.
Yeah,
it's true. I'm almost ready. I mean,
you'll be ready for tomorrow night. Okay, so we're learning the chinuch here in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. We're going to go over the chinuch. What I thought was a chiddush yesterday. Usually, when you say lekadesh, it means to sanctify something with words. So you could say that Shabbos, I mean, the Gemara says in a few places that Shabbos is not sanctified through people. Shabbos is sanctified through, automatically, being the seventh day, Kodesh Me'elov. And it's in Grada, in contradistinction, which is considered that we are Mekadesh, even though we're not really Mekadesh the Yontav either. But as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, that by being Mekadesh, a specific day as being Rosh Chodesh, so we're automatically being Mekadesh day 15 as being day 15, and that is Pesach or Sukkot, whatever the case may be. So, now, you can be Mekadesh an animal, Makdesh an animal, and it becomes Kodosh. We had by Peter, by a Bechor Odom, let's talk about a Bechor Behema. Because there you have the anomaly that it's Kodosh Me'elov, if it's born, it's a Peter Rechem, but there's a mitzvah Magdisho, there's a mitzvah to sanctify it through your word of mouth, through your Kiddush, it's called Kiddush. So when you say L'Kadosh HaShabbos, I really always assumed it meant that you say you Mekadesh Shabbos with words. It doesn't need your Kiddush, it's Kodesh Me'elov. So it'll be like a Bechor, that it's Kodesh Me'elov, but it's also a mitzvah for you to be Mekadesh. But Mekadesh means usually in all of Shas that you say this should be holy. So you sanctify it with your words, and words make something holy. That's the parsha of Hekdesh, the parsha of Nedarim. So you make it sanctified through your words. But it seems that the chinuch, I mean, it doesn't say in the pasuk to be Mekadesh Shabbos. It doesn't say, even though the koteret of the mitzvah is mitzvahs kiddush Shabbos bedvarim. So I'm saying, I don't know who wrote the koteres. I don't know if it's true. The pasuk says, Zochar es yom ha-shabbos mekadesho. Remember the Shabbos day to sanctify. So the chinuch learns that the emphasis is on the word Zochar, to talk about Shabbos, to mention Shabbos, to talk about how great it is, to extol it, to be Meshabeach it. L'daber dvarim b'yom ha-shabbos b'achnas saso, to talk, verbal recitations on Shabbos, b'achnas saso as it enters, v'chein b'tziyaso as it goes away. So The emphasis is not on being mekadesh. It's not zochar shem shabbos lekadsho and sanctify it, but remember the Shabbos day. That's the ikar mitzvah, is the remembering, which we say is bepeh, not belez.
That's very good, according to what Rav said earlier, right?
Yeah, but it does say Makacho, and then the koteret I'm not happy with. The koteret is Mitzvah's Kiddush Shabbos B'Dvorim.
What, because it sounds like you're doing something?
It sounds like you're being Makadosh Shabbos. And I'm not asking why, what's the pshat, you're Makadosh, it's Kodesh Me'elov, because that you find by Bechor, such a concept. But here, it's not even, you're not even, you see from the Chinuch, you're not even being Makadosh it. You're like being mishabeach it. You're talking about it. It's like Heitzim Rakim Lefnei Hakala. You're talking about how special it is and how it's unique. And apparently that's Mekadosh the Shabbos. Zochar is your Meshabbos. So the Ikar is the Zochar. And Lekacho is maybe the effect of your Zochar is your Meshabbos. The Melech becomes sanctified through your words. I don't know.
Why not? So why?
So maybe not. Yes, I'm not happy with the difference between the koteret and the chinuch's opening words. Because the koteret is mitzvah kiddush Shabbos b'dvarim. You would think it's like a bechor. It's a mitzvah to be mekadesh the Shabbos. But the pasuk doesn't. But the chinuch emphasizes that the mitzvah is, like I said, like a shabbat brachas or a case of miraklim lefnei hakala. You're being Mishabeach Shabbos. You're talking about it. Shia Bohem Secher, in the words you say, there should be a remembrance of Gedulas Hayom, the specialness of the day of Ma'aloso, the Havdoloso Lishvach, and how it's unique in a good way.
That's Havdolah. That's Havdalah is Yitzhiyasov.
Yitzhiyasov.
But Hachnasasov, Mishnah Berurah says that really, of the Chachili, we say Bepeh, with whom Kabbalah, Tosefet Shabbos, should really be Bepeh.
I don't know if Kabbalah Shabbos Bepeh is Mekayim this mitzvah. This mitzvah is
Tosefet Shabbos.
To talk about. No. Okay. You're talking about accepting Shabbos upon oneself and doing Tosefet Shabbos. That's not this mitzvah. So this mitzvah is Kiddush. What we call Kiddush.
Hachnasasov, it means when it's mamish. I don't know what.
As it comes in, it doesn't matter if it's the minute it comes in, an hour later. Right. What does it make it? And we do that in tefillah when we say, you know, when we talk about Shabbos. It seems from the chinuch that doing it over wine is midiraisa. We're going to see in a few moments.
If it makes you feel better, mine has a different heading. It's Zachar Shema Shabbos.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
No, there's no. That's what I was trying to figure out if I'm holding in the right place. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
That is interesting. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what strikes me.
Right.
That's what's going on.
See?
He's wondering why they
dafka
change it.
That's the good
coffee. Okay, taka. Shkoyach. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, to recite words as Shabbos enters and as it departs. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes about this, right? The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Havdalah is only with Rabbanan. It's the Rambam Shita that Havdalah is the Araisa also, because, but it's not Havdalah as we think of it. It's Lekadesh HaShabbos, the Kenisoso Ubi Yitzhiyoso. You're really, Havdalah is really Kiddush. You're talking about the specialness and the uniqueness and the how Shabbos is different than the rest of the days of the week. So that's the mitzvah, shiyabem, to say words, shiyabem zecher gedulos hayom u'ma'aloso v'havdoloso l'shvach, and how it's praiseworthy, special, unique, mishor hayomim shalafonov v'shalachrov. Shemar zecher shem Shabbos l'kadosho, Kloma Zachreu Zecher Kedushav Ugedula. No, it's not enough to say it's Shabbos today. Okay, I was Zachar Shem Shabbos. No, you weren't. You have to be Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadisho Zecher Kedusha Ugedula to talk about how special it is and how unique it is and how it's so separated from the other days of the week, it's something very special. Ubeferish amalonu chachomenu shadvar meilu mitzuvim lomer malayayim shekenhu aperish zochreihu alayayim. So many Rishonim hold this with the Araisa over wine, and some say it's with the Rabbana.
And the Chinuch holds?
The Chinuch sounds like it's the Araisa.
Really? No, he says, Amru lanu chachamenu.
That's no right. A lot of times you find the words Amru lanu chachamim and it's the Araisa. But I see on the bottom of an article it says that as you go through the mitzvah, he makes pretty clear that over Kiddush is the Rabbanon, over wine is the Rabbanon, even though here it certainly sounds like Shekenu HaPeirish Sochreyu HaMayayin, certainly sounds like it's the Araisa to make Kiddush over wine. Although Chinuchim might be understood as meaning that the requirements of his wine is with the Araisa, but his words throughout the mitzvah clearly indicate that he considers it with the Rabbanon.
Because he says you can make it on bread.
Well, yeah, but that's no raya. Oh, you mean if it would be the Araisa, you wouldn't be able to make it on bread. Maybe bread would also be the Araisa. I don't know. But inyan hu, what does it mean? Shenosim b'kosher v'yisayin, chai o mozuk, ayosim r'viyas avoloi pochus mizeh. Yeah. If it's drinkable, if the chai is drinkable, if the grapes are not so potent, so it's drinkable as chai or mozug. It's so potent that you have to be mozug to make it drinkable.
But you know, psachim, of course, it says that chai is like not considered wine.
Right.
Not
yotziyayin. O yosim revius avalopochos mizu b'maziga yedua she'al chelek echa shul yayin chai v'tov shlosh v'chal kemayim. Working all of Kiddush Shabbos, Moshe Dano Anusuch Meina Yehudim. That's a strange lotion. Then we see a Shabbos. Kam Kim Avorchan Alayayim Lekovar Ayom. Also Baruch Hashem Atzoy Shabbos Nekres Avdolo. Mishor Hashem Mitzvazu Relation is Oyer or Mitzvah Masin Zeh. This will make us Taka remember Gedulas Hayom. So what's so important to remember Gedulas Hayom? Because through that we'll remember Menikba Bolubo Benu Emunas Chiddush HaOylam Kisheshes Yomim Bechulu. The Alkanim, therefore, is Chayav Nulasas Hamaisa Imayayim, Levisha Teva Odom Misorabo Harbe, Shuso Eduma Sameach. A person becomes inspired more through drinking wine because it puts you in a good mood, let's face it. It also fills you up. The Gemara says it's Soed, it fills you up, Uma Sameach, and it makes you happy. According to a person's emotional inspiration, he'll be influenced towards doing the right thing, towards connecting with the right pe'ulos. Most automatically. Inspired the right way.
And would the Rav say which comes like first, so to speak? Like you get excited about Shabbos and now you make your kiddush, or you make kiddush and it gets you like a kiddush.
Well, it could be either way. The chinuch sounds like he's talking to the person who needs the kiddush to make him excited. And because of this fountain, this rule, if he likes it better, I don't think we pass in this way. Okay, so this is disgusting. And then Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, talks about how we pass in regarding this. That will be Shabbat Tzias Hayom L'Rambu Kein. By Havdalah, there's no din. You can be Mavdil Al Pas if you like it better. El Shechibu L'Havdu L'Yayin Al Kaponim. Kabazet Sotku, Chazal knew what they're talking about because they went Basar Rov, they followed a general rule. Kihem Zuchonim L'Vrecha Kamat Torah Hashleim Yivchu L'Olam Barov. They go with generally the way things are. They're just not in the mood of eating another drop, as we all know. like Malkus, a pain in the neck sometimes, most of the time. Okay. My father, Mashallah, ate Lava Malkus the way he's supposed to, but I could never relate to that. Meaning, as soon as he finished Abdullah, he washed. Because that's what you're supposed to do in Mishnah Paskas. And I can't imagine, because everybody's so full, because we eat much too much on Shabbos. And then we eat shashuras, we like manage to get down somehow.
Right before Abdullah.
And then you're going to eat another meal right after Abdullah. Like, I got to wait 3, 4, 5 hours. But like in Halacha, you're supposed to eat a fleishig meal right after Abdullah. Which was... The terrace is, they didn't pig out like we do. They ate, you know, they ate a couple of salads with bread. And they had salad, and maybe an eighth of the chicken, a 16th of the chicken. And they were hungry by the time, so, you know, I don't know. But we do definitely eat too much. They didn't have a fish and cholent and kishka.
He says kugel. Mamish right after. He doesn't
That's
say.
That's then. I always in my lifetime, I wasn't so makbid on Mamish Malka always. The last few years, 20 years probably, I'm makbid for these also. Mamish Malka and the Mefuch HaTzoyis. But like to sit down right afterwards. I don't see how you can do it. And I only eat, you're supposed to eat fleishig, right? So I only have 2 fleishig, Lav Malkus. If Yom Kippur is Shabbos, so I always eat a fleishig besuda, but so Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is Shabbos, I eat a fleishig Lav Malkus. And when Purim is Motzei Shabbos, I eat fleishig with Dr. Deli or whatever his name is.
But especially by Chatzos,
you're supposed to eat it right away.
Right.
Who can eat after Chatzos anyway?
What?
Who can eat that late at night anyway after Chatzos?
Well, it depends on your bedtime.
but it's like B'di'evet until Chatzos or something like that, no?
I don't know if I'll call it B'di'evet. It's certainly not ideal. The ideal is to eat it right away. Which,
like,
again, I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever eaten Malka right away. But we eat too much on Shabbos. It's like we can't even eat shashuras. Like, we don't understand why shashuras is the extra meal. The truth is, they always ate a meal in the day and a meal at night. The extra meal Shabbos is shashuras. That's the extra meal, because they ate 2 meals a day, morning and night. Shashuras is the extra meal.
And in winter, more so, but right.
The winter's even hotter.
Malavamalka
is not the extra meal. Malavamalka is, they ate 2 meals a day, one in the daytime, morning. They really ate the way they do in Israel, in schools at least. They eat Aruchat Eser, they have something called. Like, they eat, the kids eat breakfast at home, really, and then they come to school, they daven, and then they have Aruchat Eser. Where they wash, I think. I think the Rebbe's insist that they wash for Aruchat Eser. So it's really 2 meals a day. I don't know. We don't do things normally anyway. Anyway, so a person is like not holding by eating much of Shabbos, but now I have a raya from the chinuch. That's why, no matter what, you can't be Yitz Abdullah with Pas. Nobody's getting inspired by Pas much of Shabbos. Okay, Vasher Chivunu. They obligated us by Dachas HaKos to rinse out the cups that's used for Kiddush and Havdalah. There's actually a Din HaDacha. B'chuyuv to wash it out. Inside and outside. B'shalolitom kumach yekadesh. That's another Din. You're not allowed to drink water even before Kiddush. Before Havdalah, gladly you're allowed to drink water. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush. Yekadesh mokam suda.
Why is that, Rabbi? I'm sorry, I should have missed that. I know, is it okay to drink water before Abdullah? No,
yeah,
no,
there
problem.
Is a special thing you're not allowed to drink from Mayanos. Motzei Shabbos, because the Neshamos, Gehenna, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But it doesn't apply to, you know, our water.
The Kiddush and Abdullah is...
I always understood it partially that Abdullah was not that chomer, that's all. They weren't so machmer by him.
Hadassah is not a special mitzvah. It's just if it's used, you need to wash it. But if you're using a new clean cup that's been washed, a different thing, right?
No, that's a shayla here. Yes, you want the Maram Malkum for that.
Hold on. Yeah.
And there's people that hold
the Dafka Hadacha
is a...
Yeah, look at the... If you have a chance, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Kuf, Pei, Gimel, Aleph. So that's probably Hilchas Ruchsamosen. So that's a Koshel Bracha. Be Kabbalah, you'd wash it even if it's clean. You're right, make her Adin, you don't have to wash it if it's clean.
But you see by the paper,
everybody
wants it. It's certain ones, yes, certain ones, no. But yeah, because of and certain ones, is that
well, you don't have to do it for the second one because you're refilling the first one. If you're coming, you don't wash it out between one and two, but you wash out between two and three because then already there's been a long break, and technically you don't have to. If you drink four kosher brachas, then I don't even know if it'll be kabbali, you have to wash it out because you have the shiori yayin of the first kosher bracha, the second kosher bracha. From what I understand, the common minig is to wash it out for benching again because everything is clear from the table. Okay, so the difference between kiddush and avdala, I don't think is. I don't know. My understanding is just because of Havdalah's less chomer, so they allowed you to drink water before Havdalah, which is very good for women on Matzah Yom Kippur. They're always shocked to hear that they can drink water before Havdalah, because three quarters of the time they just need water. And they don't want to wait for the husbands to come home and this. They don't want to make Havdalah either. But then you realize that, and you tell them, you can drink water before Havdalah. Oh, really? Sure. Okay. And there's no din of Havdalah Makom Suda. Kolza Anfei Shoresh Ayasaru Shomarti. All of these rules, this is fascinating, at least to me, all of these rules that you have to wash out the coast, and you need Kiddush Makom Suda, and you're not allowed to eat anything until you make Kiddush, are all ways of enhancing the Kiddush experience so that you'll be drawn to it emotionally and it'll have the effect that we want it to have. Dinei HaMitzvah, going Nusach HaKiddush V'Havdalah Ezehu. What the Nusach is? Okay. Because we Borei Pri HaGofen and then there's the long bracha. And in the daytime it's just Borei Pri HaGofen and Havdalah has its own long bracha. Veza yain roy lekadoshala veza ena roy. There's raisin wine and all kinds of wine. And at what point do you say the wine is spoiled? The mekachin of abdilim b'sheichar, which I assume he means chamar medina. Va'oichel be'erev Shabbos v'kiddush olav Shabbos. If you're eating on erev Shabbos, this happens to me on Purim, right? And then it becomes Shabbos. Oy Shabbos v'yotzer Shabbos. So the din is really by Havdalah, you could by Motzei Shabbos you can continue. As we know, if you start Shal Shudas from the old Yom, you can continue for hours, like in camp or by Hasidus or Rebbe. But Kiddush, you have to stop and make Kiddush at Shkia. You have to be Poris Mapu Makadish. Chenusach Kiddush Yom Im Tovim V'Havdalah Son V'Dinei HaBrocha Shonu Chayovim L'Vorech Al HaNer B'Motzei Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim. Well, he's really talking about Havdalah now. The dini abrocha shenu chayom levarich al abesamim b'masrei Shabbos veizim b'samim hein aruyin levarich aleihen oshein aruyin v'yesa pratem uvorim b'sof psachim the last parak of psachim uvimakol mos mibrochas and in some areas on the second brochas. V'no heges b'chol makom uvichol zman v'scharim uvinekevos. The cables have the same chiyuv as men do, and they could be motzi men.
By Havdalah,
we're talking about. It's a good point. We'll see in a second. Vavol pishim in the midst of salsesios man gromer, shechim im duner of senes v'chon ulvoch, shanash im chayovos, the kiddish v'havdolo. Now that the mechuyim in kiddish is because of the hekesh. Kol sheyeshna b'shmir, yeshna b'shchira, right? Because they have the lavim of Shabbos. The chinuch assumes that the mechuyim in havdolo as well. According to the Rambam, of course, it's beautiful and understandable and logical, because havdolo is the same as kiddish. So if they're mechuyev in kiddush, they'd be mechuyev in havdalah too. But there are shittos that they're potter from the havdalah because it's not really linked to melechah Shabbos, because it happens after Shabbos. And again, there's Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha. They could make havdalah. Then there's legends that they shouldn't make havdalah, but the mechuyev to hear havdalah, at least with the Rabbanon. A woman that lives alone really has to hear from a neighbor, or make herself. There's no way out.
Usually, when women like their husbands are away, they usually ask the neighbor to come over for havdalah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Now, in the olden days, women, rather than make their own havdalah, there is something to it, except the Mishnah Berurah passes, they can make their own havdalah, because even if they're potter, they could do it, just like they can make any bracha of mitzvah, so they can make havdalah too, even if they're potter. But when I was growing up, women who lived alone heard havdalah over the telephone, which, you know, when you get older, you know, that's not really good, but that's what they used to do. They used to have all over the telephone.
There's some problem.
Okay? Nobody said it was okay.
There's some problem with them drinking the wine also. Right?
It's not really. It's like a legend. It's legend. Anyway, but they're certainly mechayev and Abdullah and Rambanan, but they might be potter and Miraisa. No, they might be potter and Miraisa. But a man has to be given. A man who was Yaisa Havdalah already can't be Moitzi, should not make a bracha Havdalah for his wife. Because they might be potter from Havdalah. And you're making a bracha Havdalah. I know someone, okay, what's the difference? I know a lot of people. Someone who used to always be Yaisa Havdalah in shul and then go home and make for his wife. And like, I thought, yikes, can't do that. What?
In America, a lot of shuls do
havdalah in
the shul.
Yeah, but nowadays, I mean, even when I was growing up, and my father, Olam Hashem Shul, made kiddush and havdalah. But it's talked about in halacha where that minute comes from. But no one was yaitzah with it. Everybody went home and made kiddush and havdalah, but no one had a mind to be yotzeh, so it wouldn't be a problem now to make havdalah for your wife, even though you heard it in shul, because no one had a mind to be yaitzah.
It was for like the guests sleeping in the shul or something.
That's what they did. That's what the minute was. But it was kept on my father's shul. Oh, he made and the person wouldn't drink. This is my memory. Person wouldn't drink the wine because he also wasn't like yotzei, and there was no kiddush makom suda. So all the kids in the shul would line up under bar mitzvah, and they would put out these, used to be called Dixie cups, these little Dixie cups, and they would pour in little, and all the kids would drink the wine. But my father's shul made havdalah. Once in a while, there was a chazan in shul. There was a guy who lived on the east side, like a chazan. I don't know if he's really a chazan, but to us, he was a chazan. And he always refused to daven Meir. If he didn't want to daven, he asked him. Once in a while, he'd come to my father's shul. He didn't want to daven. He never, but he agreed to make havdalah. And he would, I still remember to this day, he made a whole chazonus out of kiddush. When I say havdalah, I meant kiddush. And I still remember his kihu yom tchilo, the mikrei kodesh. I mean, I wonder if I would listen to chazonus records, if I would hear like who he was doing. But that was very exciting, you know. There was a kid, and we made Abdullah and Shul also. But I don't know, do young Israel still do it?
Some of them do.
Yeah, I guess it's so old fashioned. Because it's not
relevant anymore. Like the whole minhag started because of guests in the shul. Who has guests in the shul now, you know? I mean, they don't eat in the shul. I mean, you still have people who need meals, but they get invited out. Like, no one's eating or sleeping in the shul. Except during davening. You know? or during this rabbi speech. It's like zmanim yuchadim now for sleeping.
Maybe they make kiddush for it. Everybody would be very excited.
They try that in the daytime. Anyway, but the chinuch l'shitaso, the rabbah l'shitaso, that women are mechivin abdolam d'iraisa, because it's all part of the kaddish of Shabbos with words, and the hekesh is mechayim them. Why the hekesh to malacha? Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, I think it's a shava, better said. Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'shchira, etc. Vayver aleha, someone who violates this mitzvah saseh, v'lo kiddush haShabbos b'dvarim, bittel mitzvah saseh. V'yam kiddush b'dvarim b'lo yayin u'b'lo pas, the eved yotzu yedei Torah. So that's pretty, I mean, he could have said b'di eved yotzei, and it would have meant b'di eved yotzei. But it's mashma yotzei the d'oraisa. So again, it's hard to tell. He made it sound before as if Abdullah is the Araisa also. I'm sorry. That over Yayin is the Araisa also. That's what he made it sound like. It's the Araisa over Yayin.
Well, isn't it Mashma here that the
Festival, the Araisa,
should be
Yayin? I don't know. It depends how you interpret the words, the Yevad Yotzi Torah. So you could, I guess you couldn't. I don't know. It depends how you interpret those words. Well, you could interpret the words that you be the Eved Yosei, at least the D'oraisa. Because the D'oraisa doesn't need Yayin. So you be the Eved Yosei the D'oraisa, although you weren't Yosei the D'rabbana. Okay.
Well, I mean, why would that be called the Eved? It would be called Yosei.
Because you're not supposed to do it. You're not doing it the way you're supposed to do it. Okay, as I said, it's a question of how you interpret these four words, the Eved Yotzi of the Torah. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll, in a minute. We'll start the Minchas Chinuch Ezra Hashem tomorrow night. Okay.